Report, U.S. troops injured in interaction with Russian forces in Syria. By John Hayward on August 26, 2020. Two unnamed U.S. officials told Reuters on Wednesday that several American soldiers were injured during an interaction with Russian troops in northern Syria this week. The incident was described as a collision between military vehicles that did not involve any exchange of fire, and the resulting injuries were said to be mild. Reuters sources evidently provided few details of the incident and there was no official comment from the Pentagon. But Russian television carried some footage of what was described as a skirmish between Russian and American military vehicles on August 24, while a few helicopters orbited overhead. It looks as if the American troops were using their vehicles to block the road and the Russians tried to force their way through. CNN talked to several U.S. officials who allegedly said a Russian vehicle deliberately colliding with American vehicles. These sources claimed that a Russian military helicopter flew low and fast over the area in a tactic that is often used by military forces to try to disperse personnel on the ground. One official emphasized that Tuesday's incident occurred in the established security zone in eastern Syria where U.S. and Syrian Democratic Forces regularly operate, adding that the Russians are aware they are under obligation to deconflict their operations with the U.S. in that area, CNN added. Al Monitor wrote on Tuesday that tensions are increasing between the Russians, soldiers, and militia loyal to the Syrian dictatorship Russia supports, Iran and its proxy fighters, invading Turkish troops and their militia allies, Turkey's Kurdish adversaries the PKK, and the small force of Americans remaining in Syria. According to Al Monitor, continuing American support has emboldened the Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, to resist compromise with the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Assad's secret police are therefore allegedly attempting to provoke Arab tribes to stage an armed uprising against the Kurdish-led SDF. The Arab tribes are beginning to take violent action against the American occupation and its mercenaries. And the Russians are worried Assad is going to provoke a military confrontation with the SDF and United States that could end badly for Moscow's interests. All this creates an extremely explosive mixture that even a small spark can ignite, Al Monitor warned.